Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, the voice of liberation, broadcasting from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. This is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on the morning of July 12th, 2012. It's now 6:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. And I stress this, we must shed our thinking, our conventional thinking regarding political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. You may still access this program through the Blog Talk Radio number 646-652-4620. Send us your email anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. And folks, I love to hear from you. Believe me, I love getting email. Don't be afraid that you're going to ask a silly question. Or even if you want to be a contrarian, is fine. Let's get a dialogue going at least. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. You can now listen to Liberty Talk Radio on 1170 KFAQ live. And in fact, 1170 KFAQ and 1100 KFNX in Phoenix on Sunday, on Saturday evening, 7 to 8 o'clock on Central Time. And I think in Phoenix, they're on Pacific Time, it's 5 to 6. The show will be rebroadcasted on Sundays early in the morning. I think Central is between 6 and 7. That's what they're doing now, at least. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, sutton-associates.net, and sign up. In his monthly newsletters and podcasts, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. For your daily commentary on current issues, I suggest that you read the briefs by Paul Jacobs, Common Sense. Just go to thisiscommonsense.com. Liberty Talk Radio broadcasts are archived and available from my website as well as iTunes. You may follow us on Twitter under @LibertyJoe. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Good morning, everyone. Well, folks, this morning we're going to talk about immigration, but there is something I must get off of my mind altogether. It is about driving me nuts. It is this war with words, this stupid war with words. You know, the government is so damn smart, and we have become so complacent, you know, and gullible. It's a shame, and it's our fault in a way, and it's not our fault in a way. Just for example, last week on the commercial radio program, I gave an example of how they use words in the. This is on the government website, by the way. Describing the or justifying the Affordable Care Act. Well, first of all, they start off with the word affordable care. Affordable, but who's affording it? Who? How could you have something affordable? How could you afford something? It's as if I worked hard or my wife's worked hard and we've saved up the money and now we're buying a house. We can now afford to buy the house. We both have jobs and the payments are reasonable. We look at our budget. We can easily do it. That we can't afford to do. But when they have the Affordable Care Act, you know, affordable by whom? What do you mean affordable? I mean, who could afford it? Or everyone could afford it. Well, it's like saying everyone could afford to have a house now. You see what I mean? Everyone could afford to have a house. Everyone can own a house. It's every house is now affordable. And what happened when that happened? We had the crash of 2008 and almost took down the entire world economy. And you know what? The government blamed everyone but themselves. But they have the Affordable Health Care Act. We don't have to read the act at all. You don't have to read one word. You don't have to go past the definitive article of the. Do not go past the. because the first word you'll come up with is affordable. Now, what the hell is that supposed to mean? Affordable for whom? By whom? How, if something, you know, saying something is affordable is like creating energy out of nothing. Matter can neither be created nor destroyed. We already know that. Society, now they're trying to disprove that with all this stuff that they do. But for the most part, matter cannot be created nor destroyed. But yet, the government creates matter. It creates it. Folks, this is our this is Liberty Talk Radio. I'm Joe Cristiano. Call in with your questions, 888-773-4496. If you want to ask a question to become part of our program, all you need to do is dial the one on your phone. Okay, I know we have someone on the phone now. If you ever want to ask a question, interrupt me at any time. Do not be embarrassed. But folks, that we've got to learn that what we are being told and what we are assimilating and what is becoming part of us, what is becoming part of us and our makeup and who we are is what we hear, and what we hear from the government is lies. It's a manipulation of words. It's a war of words, and they are winning handsomely. Within that, the act, they mentioned that they're taking the power away from the insurance companies. To prevent them from doing all these horrible things like charging women more than men. Well, why do they charge women more than men? Oh, you know why? Because they discriminate. That's why. Yeah, I know that stuff. They discriminate. And now we're going to stop that. We have the power. We have to take the power away from... No, they don't discriminate because of power. That's stupid. And that's the way we think. That's the way we think. We think stupid. I asked my wife, I said, why does the insurance company, why would they charge more for men, women than men? She says, we have more moving parts. Exactly what she says. We have more moving parts. There's more things that go wrong with women, and women get pregnant. She said, that makes sense. She's not a doctor, but that made sense to her. I bet you actuarially, on an actuary scale, you'll find that that's true. They're not doing to discriminate. How stupid! But with my point being is that the government uses the word taking the power away from the insurance companies. Now the only entity in this nation right now that has any power is the federal government. They're the only ones with power. The governments have power. We have no more power as citizens. None. Corporations, the only reason why they have power is because it's been invested to them by the government. That's fascism. That's when the government and corporations get together. Now, they profit. There's a small, small number of people who profit incredibly handsomely at the expense of everyone else. That's your Affordable Care Act. I wish we would stop talking about provisions in the act. Just stop at the word affordable. Now, I know I went through this last week on my commercial radio program, but it really grabs me. Now, I'm driving down the Broken Arrow Expressway 3 days ago, and all of a sudden I hear our president. I can't stand listening to the man. Can't stand listening to the man anymore. I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for anyone because I thought they were both disqualified. But I figured, well, he came in, he sounded like a breath of fresh air, at least. Although I disagreed, at least he was different. Maybe something good would happen. Sort of like with John F. Kennedy. My God, he's horrible. I am convinced, folks, and this is going to sound like the guys who walk around with the tinfoil hats, you know, the nutcakes, right? I am convinced he is a fabricated person. I mean, he's real. I mean, he's not made out of wires and stuff. But he has been honed and everything to do this. He is not a real person. He is not who he is. He is not who we think he is. He has been manufactured by the military-industrial complex and the money changers of this world. This is the most dangerous man ever to walk the planet. And I'm not saying this because I'm not a Democrat or I'm a Republican. I'm not either. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I don't like either one of them. I dislike the Republicans more than I dislike the Democrats. I think the Republicans are more disingenuous than the Democrats. That's not my point. My point is that we have someone in order that should scare the bejesus out of us. And we hang on his every word. What is wrong with us? Have we become so gullible that if they put Adolf Hitler up there, I mean, the exact same man saluting, we go, hey, he's a man. And if he was a Democrat, we go, well, I got to vote for him. He's a Democrat. Or if he's a Republican, I got to support him. I'm a Republican. That's the country we have now. That's exactly the country we have now. We're a bunch of numbnuts. We've gone stark raving mad. Taking the power away. They never had the power in the first place. Now, what set me off this week is I'm riding down a Broken Arrow Expressway about 3 days ago. And the president is giving this speech about taking the power away, a power away from the corporations. I said, here he goes again. Here we go. What? I almost crashed. The only reason why the corporations have any power whatsoever in Washington is because they're in bed with these guys. They are one with the cosmos. They're one and the same. We can't see that. The corporations are giving the lobbyists are giving these characters that we call congressmen and senators. They're a bunch of clowns. They give them tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then they go and vote for something. Well, I wonder what they're going to vote on, or how they're going to vote. I just wonder. And then when they go into session and say, well, we're going to discuss this. We're going to get the Republicans and Democrats, and we're going to get in session. You know what? You know what they're talking about? How they can connive and swindle the American people and by changing the wording and whatever and make it seem as if they're doing something and not lose their contributions. What are we, stupid? We are stupid. And I'm one of them. I'm Mr. Stupid number one. Are we ever going to learn? Are we ever, 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 ever going to learn? And now we have so many people on a government dole, I mean, you can't get out of it. You don't vote. That's like a vote for the worst person. You're screwed. They have the system rigged. You can't win. I can't win. It's only when we start taking to the streets en masse will we win. We can't do it at the polls. Can't do it. Not possible. Statistically not possible. Don't kid yourself. And forget about writing your congressman. I must get about 20 emails a day saying, write your congressman, blah, 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 blah. Oh, come on. I spent all day writing my congressman, and then I get a form letter back, email form letter.
Thank you very much for calling Congress. We really care, and we listen to everybody.
Well, what crap garbage. It's like saying, they have the power. I have the power. Now, this is what set me off. None of this set me off. Here's what set me off. Obama is on the campaign trail. And he's complaining he can't get anything done because the Republicans this, the Republicans that, ba-da-bing, ba-da-bang, ba-da-boom. Of course, that's what you'll hear all the time. What do you expect? And then he says, only we have the power, the citizens, only we have the power to change that. Oh, marona me, marona my kid, but manaja buddha that. I can't believe he said that. I cannot believe he said that. Only we have, all of a sudden, I have the power. I have the power. Me. I never had any power before. I have stripped of everything. The corporations had the power, the federal, but now I have that. Just because he says, I have the power and I can change everything because I have the power. Holy smoke, I almost crashed my car into the embankment. I almost went blind. dare he? How dare he say that? Well, he can say that because he's not a real human being. He's a humanoid. He's a manufactured person. I've never said that before, and I always thought that you'd have to be a nutcake to say something like that. An absolute nutcake, ready to just lock him up. The man is a humanoid. He's not real. He's been brainwashed or what, like the Manchurian Candidate type thing. Folks, we are in so much trouble. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. And when this currency collapses, the government's going to take over everything. Look at the FEMA camps that are set up all over the country. Big mother FEMA camps. Big things. Gigantic things. Oh, there's one in Oklahoma City. What the hell are we in a FEMA camp in Oklahoma City for? It's gigantic. It says, Big Brother's watching you. Let's stop for station identification. My goodness gracious, am I going nuts?
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Folks, thank you for listening to Liberty Talk Radio. It's early in the morning. I know that. I'm ranting and screaming. Please call with your questions. 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. Our email address is comments@LibertyTalkRadio.com. comments@LibertyTalkRadio.com. Let me hear from you, please. Now, if you think I'm nuts, fine. Tell me I'm nuts, but give me something constructive. Don't just say, man, you're a nut. I had one guy call into the station, my commercial station, but he called in during a rebroadcast, so I got the message, you know, and he says, you know, read the Quran, asshole. Now, what does that have to do? What did that have to do with anything? I called the guy back. I did. I called him back. I said, hi. I said, someone from this number asked me to read the Quran. I like to speak to that person. Hey, what are you talking about? He said, who the heck are you? I said, I'm Joe Cristiano, talk show host for Liberty Talk Radio, KFAQ. He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, someone from this number suggested that I call, and I didn't say, call me asshole. I said, just suggested that I call this number, that I read the Quran. I said, I just call this number, just clarification on that. And the guy said, well, and he stumbled along the side, and I just stood there. So and he goes, well, and then he went on a tirade about the Quran. I had no idea what the guy was talking about. No idea. Had no idea what his point was. Oh, his point was that, all Islam and all Muslims are bad. They want to crush the United States. It started with Jefferson. Bada-bing, bada-bang. Oh, please, please, please. But I did answer him. I said, you know, like in every religious sect, I said, there are extremes. I mean, there are... I said, let's take the Jewish faith. I said, you have the Hasidic Jews. I mean, they're very, very, very strict. And then on the other end, you have the people who call themselves Jewish and don't go to temple. You know, I mean, and everybody in between. I said, in every faith you have, you know, different ends, you know. In fact, they're not even the same religion. I mean, they have the same book, and that's about the same thing, you know. He says, well, I got to go to work. I can't stay here on a phone. Cluck, and he hung up. You know, it's so stupid. We can't think. We got to say, read the Quran, asshole. And that's supposed to answer. And boy, that made him feel smart. Because now he's smart and I'm dumb. Unbelievable. Well, I had to get that off my chest. I've wasted half the time on the station. I'm having a little herbal tea this morning. And what I really want to talk about, hold on, the studio here is giving me directions. Hold on, what is that?
Your station identification.
I did it, I was just reminded to embark on station identification, which I just did. I guess they missed that. they must have left for a second and come back again. Okay, I'm back. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. I'm so pleased that you're listening to this program. I did indicate that I was going to talk about immigration. You know, folks, this is one of the most emotional subjects that you can ever approach with anyone with. We have The problem we have, in my opinion, is that we have no concept of what we mean by immigration. People are constantly immigrating in and out of every place. But, you know, we talk about immigration, and we talk about securing our borders and all this. I mean, let's be honest. This is one planet of people, you know, and that's it. I mean, you can't go anywhere. You know, unless you have a rocket ship and you go somewhere, you're going to die because there's nothing, no place to go to that we know of, at least now. If we want to identify illegal aliens, right, we don't have to wait on the Mexican border and people coming in, sneaking in, and then tagging them as illegal aliens. We don't have to do that. You know why? Because we're illegal. Just think, I mean, now, I want you to understand, this is conceptual. I want you to think about this. This is just thinking. This is not a knee-jerk reaction. Well, that's not what you feel, you're communist. Forget about that. I really want you to just think about it for a second. Western culture, the Western world, decided to get on these rickety boats, sailboats, and come to the new world. New, like it was just invented. It's the same age as the old world, by the way. And they came here. Right. And they were invited, by the way. Were invited, right? They didn't get any visa cards, you know. They weren't given permission. The natives didn't want them here, you know, kind of scared of them, you know, a whole bit. Well, the end result was what? We killed most of the natives here, right? We subjugated many of the natives here, right? We drove them off their land, right? And then the treaties that we had with them, we broke. In other words, we weren't really nice guys. We came here and said, you know, this land now is my land. This land is my land. This land is your land. You know, this is now my land. I'm taking over. Thank you very much. Well, wait a minute. Didn't that make all of the Westerners, people from Western Europe who came here, didn't that make them illegal aliens?
Oh, yeah, but, Joe, that was a long time ago. What's wrong with you? You can't go back that far.
No, I'm just talking about concept now. We came here, and it's not that we came here and said, well, listen, guys, Chief so-and-so, we're here. We would be more than happy to farm your land for you, work for you, you know, for minimum wage at the time, you know, if you'll allow us to be here. No, we came there, we shot them, and we took everything they owned. And then after we did that, we said, this is the United States. And if you want to come in, you need to do all these things. Well, does that make any sense at all? Does that make any sense whatsoever? It's okay if we come in here, take the place over, kill everybody. And by the way, a friend of mine, his name is Bill, many years ago, wrote a book on... Oklahoma history, and I do not know the name of the book. I would love to get a copy. I haven't seen him in 15 years or 18 years or something. And he said, Joe, Oklahoma's history is so dark. He said it's difficult to write. And the way we treated the natives here in Oklahoma 100 years ago is unconscionable. Just think about that. Now, this guy's a historian. He writes books on stuff like this. Traveled all over the United States, interviewing people who may have lived here. I mean, interviewing people who are centurions, you know, 100-year-old people who lived there, and lived through all this. All right, we have somebody on the line. I think they want to ask a question. You're on the air, 773. Your question or comment?
Good morning, Joe. Long time listener. My name is Daniel. I'm from FEMA Region 5, Dictator, Mobster, Chicago, Illinois. How are you doing?
Fine. I'm getting old and falling apart, but I'm doing fine. Thank you, Daniel.
Well, I'm a long time listener. You inspired me to get involved. You know, you sometimes, as a listener, get stuck in the spectator type of position. But this morning, I wanted to call with a comment. In regards to the immigration, and we can say immigration has an issue. We can go into all the economics about it, but we got to remember that they leave their country, and I hate to say this, in belief that this country is better. and we can see this country going under little by little. But the point is that if we made it easier for them to become citizens, then we'd be able to bank on it, as opposed to, you know, them always moving their money back home to help their family. You know, it makes it hard for both sides. But the problem that I have with immigration is immigration of banker bailout factories over to China, or immigration of our guns to Mexico by Eric Holder.
Oh, yeah.
Or immigration of Afghanistan drugs into our country, or immigration of our troops. Immigration of our troops to Kuwait and Iraq and Iran. You know, we have no business. And other countries are seeing this, and I think we're seeing this internally here as well. But, yeah, that was my comment.
Well, that's great. You know, we have to realize, Daniel, that when we talk about we're citizens, you know, we are citizens of this planet. We're not citizens of this of the United States. We're citizens of this planet. And when they want to, people say, we've got to control our borders, you know. Do you know what our borders? We have over 10,000 miles of border. You know, it's not only Mexico, it's these coastlines, and maybe even 20,000 miles. I don't even know. You know, look at the border between the United States and Canada. It's over 3,000 miles long. You know, we don't have anything. There's not even a fence there. You know, if someone really wanted to get in and do us harm, hey, you know, go through Montana. There won't be a person there to look at you, you know. And we just make this thing so silly. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate it. Do you have a Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt, Daniel?
I do not. I've emailed you once before stating that I would call when I gathered some thoughts together, and never got into that subject. But I will email you again, Joe.
If you email me with a mailing address and a t-shirt size, we just got new shirts in, they're new design, they're really beautiful, I'd be more than pleased to send you a Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt, and you can be one of my walking billboards.
Okay? Thank you. And please keep Andrew Sutton coming on.
I'm sorry? I didn't hear that.
I said please keep Andrew Sutton coming on. The economist.
Okay. Third Wednesday of every month, he'll be here. As long as he'll come, I'd love to have him.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Oh, boy, that was really neat. I really appreciate that. Let's see. We have, I don't want to cut anybody off. Let me do that. And I think that sort of puts them there. Here we go. We have another caller here. Caller, you're on the air, area code 918.
Damn, I've been holding a long time, Joe.
I know who this is, Jim. Thank you for calling. Well, you know, all good things, you have to wait for all good things, you know.
I guess so. In fact, I've been holding so long that the comments I made are now topics that you discussed at the opening of the broadcast, and you moved on to something else. So I'll be quick to not.
You know what happens? They have on this. I have this board that gives me all the numbers that are coming in and whatever. And if someone wants to make a comment, they have this little diamond baby, and you can hardly see it with a question mark in it. And unless you really are looking at it, it's, you know, it doesn't catch your eye. I'll be honest. It's a really.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I wish like the number would change color or something. I mean, it would catch your eye, and I miss that a lot. I've had people call in, want to ask a question, never notice it. Then they say, you know, I want to ask a question, you never answer it.
That begs the question. Why don't you have a staff and an assistant there helping to identify that, you know, when those lights are on, Joe?
Well, I did. I had this beautiful young girl, you know, that I hired, and my wife told me she couldn't work here anymore. I couldn't understand that.
Hey, well, listen, just you're not a tinfoil hat guy. I think your comment about Obama is absolutely right. I think he was groomed for the position. He's most politician. The corruption is so wide and deep, and that we have the best Congress that money can buy. You know, they're bought and paid for, as you mentioned, by corporate influences and international bankers. And you know, you can go down the rabbit hole as deep as you want, but it's pretty obvious by their actions. I like Jesse Ventura's analogy that the political system that we hear and see on C-SPAN or on the nightly news, it's all show, it's all theater. He says he compares it to his days when he was a professional wrestler, that you would badmouth your opponent, you'd get in the ring and beat each other's brains out, but that evening you'd go out and have dinner and a couple beers with the guy that you were fighting with.
Oh yeah, right, absolutely.
And they're all part of a big club, and you and I aren't in it.
That's right. It's unfortunate, isn't it, Jim? And Jim, give me a comment on immigration from your perspective.
Well, one thing that's interesting is, of course, there isn't a topic. That isn't politicized and used for some political gain, and I'm wondering what your because I agree with you how silly it is to think of putting a wall up and to restrict people entering our country. But what do you think about the apparent Obama politicizing it by apparently wanting to whether it be open the borders or allow for an easy path to citizenship for the millions of immigrants that are here, quote illegal immigrants that are here today, knowing that the vast majority of the poor and Hispanic population tend to vote Democratic. Vote for the Democratic Party, that it would only boost the number of votes for him if he can find a path to get those people citizenship.
Just any take on how the issue
is being politicized and who's to gain?
Okay, nothing in politics is done by accident or is done for the good of the people. None of that. None. Never happened. Never will. It's done because they're going to get a return on their investment. And to me, the whole issue of immigration is stupid. You know what immigration does? People come in here, and we have this putting up walls and having border police and all. And then when people come here, they don't want to stay here. They want to go back, but they can't. Because they can't cross the border. Our immigration policy retains, quote, illegal immigrants more than it holds people out. I mean, the whole system's stupid. But I just go back to the fact that we're all citizens of this planet. Why can't we move? We would object. We would object if someone said, well, you cannot move products from one country to another. You can't. They say, well, wait, there's free trade, there's free enterprise, you can't do that. Well, if we say that about products, why can't we say that about people?
Right. I agree with you.
You know? Okay.
I agree with you.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. We got a couple other calls on the line. Thank you very much for calling, Jim. Appreciate
it. Enjoy it, Joe. Keep it up. Bye.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Joe. This is Adam from Atlanta.
Adam from
Thanks
Atlanta.
Thanks for having me on this
thank
morning.
You. Thank you very much for calling. It's wonderful. Nice hearing from you, Adam.
Thank you, Joe. Let me offer this scenario as a way to look at this hotly contested immigration issue.
Please.
Okay, first, let's assume for a moment that all social programs such as welfare, food stamps, subsidized health care are not part of the equation.
Okay.
Now, in the good old collectivist USA, I know this is quite a leap, but stay with me here. Stay with me. Okay, so for the purpose of the argument, I'm going to pretend that I'm an entrepreneur in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And the analogy also works if I pretend I'm just a mere homeowner, but in this case, I'll just be a business owner.
Okay.
Okay. My business requires me to hire someone with a strong work ethic. I require a worker who's dependable, whose salary expectations also fit within my payroll limits.
Right.
I can't seem to find someone who meets all my hiring criteria in Oklahoma, but it just so happens there's an individual in Tennessee who matches my requirements.
Okay.
For employment and precisely. So as a business owner, I've determined that the overall value of this person could bring to my business. Could enhance my business, and I freely choose to give this new hire some incentive to move to Tennessee, where he resides currently. He comes to Oklahoma. in order to be under my employment. So almost immediately, the new hire makes a positive contribution to the efficiency and the corporate culture associated with my company. Now, this new worker becomes a responsible part of the community. He's liked by his coworkers as well as his neighbors. He's got an exemplary work ethic. His philosophy of personal productivity influences others and gives them incentive as well as food for thought. So the question is, how is my decision to hire this man from Tennessee infringing on the rights of my fellow Oklahomans? So if a person from Europe or Asia or Mexico enters the U.S. only for the purposes of working and to seek a better life, how does this breach on the rights of any other American? That's my question, and I'll take the answer off the air.
Well, no, Adam, let me tell you, it's obviously you're very un-American.
Adam, well, thank you. I resemble that comment. Yeah.
Adam, I would, you know what? I would love for you, if you would, make that same comment. I think it's a phenomenal commentary and a good question, excellent question. If you can call in my program at KFAQ on Saturday evening.
I'll do it.
Right?
I'll do it.
Let me give you the telephone number. It's toll free, 855-866-1170. Now, I'm not sure if this thing will reach you. I know at night it goes nationwide when I'm on, but it's still very light out and the signal gets weak. But if you can, I guess, listen to it on 1170 KFAQ on the internet, I would love for you to call if you have an opportunity, okay? Yeah, oh, it's between 7
to
7.
I will do so, Jeff.
It's 7 to 8
Central
Time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's see. Daniel, did you have a question again? Daniel? Okay, he's off the air. Okay, good. All right. I didn't want to leave anyone hanging. Well, that was great. All great comments. But, you know, so we have this. Hold on a second. I think we still have someone who wants to say a word. Daniel, are you still on the line? Okay. I guess not. But when we think of the what makes someone who is living in on land beyond some imaginary line any different than us? Oh, and let me continue with this logic. Not only did we come and destroy all the natives here and then just subjugate all of them, took all their land, and then they said, well, now, if you want to come in, you're going to need to do all these things. You know, even if you want to come in here, no, not to subjugate us and to kill us and to take over land. If you want to come here and make this place more productive, make my food less expensive, if you want to come here and work for me, you have to go through all of these requirements. We have some goal. We have some goal. And not only that, but the entire southwestern part of the United States was part of Mexico. After Santa Ana was defeated, you know, we decided, hey, you know, they got a crippled army. We went in there, and we took the land from Mexico. I mean, you see, now I'm not saying that we should give it back, but I'm just saying that I want us to start thinking openly instead of so narrowly and so prejudiciously. And now we came here to kill everybody. That was all right because, you know, we Westerners, you know, we Europeans, we can do that. That's our destiny. But if some poor Mexican crawls across a desert, takes his life in his own hand to come here, you know, and he wants to work on a farm at 104 degree heat picking lettuce, you know, he doesn't have papers. He's illegal. Get that son of a bitch out of here. You know, we got to be nuts. There is no reason in this world that these people should be able to come through and go back whenever they want. Do you know most of the Latinos that are here that come through Mexico, most of them want to go back? They want to work here, make some money, and go back. And then you say, oh, what about all those drug wars and what about the guns? Yeah, and guess who's creating that? Our government, not the Latinos. You know, we create a problem, and then we want to blame somebody else. Just like this fabricated humanoid that we have as a president, you know, fabricates a situation, and then he blames somebody else, and then he gives a solution that's insane. It's the same thing with immigration. It makes absolutely no sense. Do you know we spend more money on trying to control immigration than any other program in the United States? And we are totally unsuccessful. And people die because of that. What is wrong with having people come over? All right, you want to give them a card? I think it's stupid. Give them a stupid card. Just have a booth. Listen, just cost you about $50. Put up a booth. I'll buy the damn table. Put a couple of chairs there. You want to come in? Sit down. All right, Jose Meninguez. Okay, here, sign there. What you want? You want to pick lettuce? Okay, good. Thank you very much. You know, thank you for coming to the United States and picking out lettuce because we can't find anyone to do it here. Have a nice time. You know, enjoy yourself. Let us know if there's something we can do for you. What's wrong with that?
Oh, they may be communists. They may be terrorists.
Hey, if you were a terrorist, but let me tell you something. You wouldn't cross a desert, you know, to come here. If you were a terrorist, you know, you would come in like they did at 9/11. They would be going to aviation school. And you want to secure our borders? Yeah, secure the Canadian border. You know, if you were in Canada and you want to come down to Montana, there's no fence, there's nothing. Now, if you wanted to get spies to come in and take over the United States and overturn the United States, would you go through Mexico? Stupid, of course not. You'd land in someplace in Canada, you know, and just literally walk down to the United States. You'd have a friend here or something, get a car, pick you up, done. But, I mean, what are they going to do? Well, invite everybody, totally open. What's wrong with that? All the armies will come through. All the people will come through. They'll come and invade us. How are they going to do that? You mean if tanks start rolling across the Rio Grande, we'll just sit there and say, oh, but we have open immigration. That's not immigration. That's, you know, that's warfare. That's being attacked. That's being invaded. That's different. But we can't think that way. We have to think everything's bad and everything our way is good. Well, I hope, folks, this morning you got a glimpse of the way I felt about immigration, and I hope maybe this changed your mind a little bit. I just want you to open up your mind regarding that situation, is that we are all one, all one. We are all equal. Let's start thinking that way. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Shakers Audiology for the financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Acres Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends. And let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's in no middle ground. And let me tell you, folks, there is none. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated. Your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government's like training wheels. They control the ride and your every move. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, "Don't steal. The government hates competition." With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.